pure evil. That's how the county sheriff described 18-year-old Peyton Gendron. The gunman came to a Buffalo, New York supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood with an assault rifle, wearing tactical gear, and a camera to live stream his actions.
This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated hate crime from somebody outside of our community, outside of the city of good neighbors, as the mayor said, coming into our community and trying to inflict that evil upon us.
11 of the 13 shooting victims were African American. A retired police officer tried to stop the assailant, but was killed before Buffalo police arrived at the scene and surrounded the gunman, forcing him to surrender. The governor was quick to react.
And it is my sincere hope that this individual, this white supremacist who just perpetrated a hate crime on an innocent community, will spend the rest of his days behind bars. And heaven help him in the next world as well.
A newly released report from the Centers for Disease Control says that gun-related deaths in the United States reached an all-time high during the pandemic in 2020. That includes suicides and gun-related homicides, which increased by 35%.
Those numbers remained elevated in 2021 and show no signs of abating.
We will not stop until every lead is investigated, every piece of evidence is analyzed.
Gendron will appear in court on Thursday to face first-degree murder charges and, if convicted, the possibility of life behind bars. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.